Isaiah 9:17, if you'd like to turn your Bibles there. Therefore, the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless widows, for every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. The lifestyle of the hypocrite. That's the lifestyle of today. Not only of the world and those that are in the world, but God's people and even members of his New Testament churches. We all have a tendency to be guilty of these very things, if not in action and outward, but within. Many times that we feel superior to others, better than others. And even just a thought coming into our mind, I'm sure God's not pleased with it, because his proclamation here sounds very serious to me. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Hypocrite, being hypocritical, or the lifestyle of a hypocrite, according to Webster's dictionary, it's play acting. It's acting like something that we are not. It's putting on airs or trying to be something that we're not. Even in mind and thought or in reaction to an experience, the feeling that we have when we see someone that we feel is inferior to us. We're living in a day when sympathy and empathy for mankind is gone and replaced by that, for the creation. Poor little animals killed out here. We're doing everything, move heaven and earth, to keep an animal or one of the creatures from being killed, and do very little to keep man from doing it. And we see this going on over in the Middle East now. There is a group of people, the Bible calls them wild men, descendants Eshmal. All right, the Bible says they're wild men. Well, we can see it right now. What is the root of this? So certainly it is sin, but then sin causes us to be a hypocrite and to lift ourselves above others that we feel that aren't equal to us. And so the order of the day today is, if they don't live up to our measure, then we should just kill them. If they don't agree with us, then let's just kill them. Let's destroy them. And even, I'm sure, and I've heard the comments made, you know, that we ought to just go wipe them out. We ought to go destroy them. That's hypocritical. That's lifting ourselves up better and more entitled than others are. In the book of 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, again, all men by nature are hypocrites. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." Then in 1 John 2, verse 15 and verse 19 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. They went out because they weren't really in, and they were pretending, they were putting on, they were trying to be something that they were not. And ultimately their actions prove that they were not, that they were being hypocritical. They were pretending to be something that they were not. In the book of Job, the 20th chapter, verses 4 and 5. No, wait a minute. Turn to Matthew 26, verse 74. Matthew 26, 74. Demas, we see what happened with him. We see what happened to the others. And now we look and we see Peter. Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 74 says, "Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew, pretended to be something he wasn't, and lied in order to cover it up and not to have to suffer the consequences." God's people in the last days will be hypocritical. 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." And so we see today how easily it is God's people, how easily that the Lord's churches can just walk away or give up. And be given over to lies, because Peter, one of the disciples of the Lord, walked or denied and walked away. He said, "Well, he did too, until the cock crew, he didn't come back to the Lord. He was away from the Lord, walked away." Peter was confident in what? In the Lord, in his word, in the work? No, he was confident in himself. Why? "I would not do that. Lord, I would never do that." Now that's hypocrisy. Look at Job 2, or rather Job 20. 20th chapter of the book of Job, beginning with verse number 4. It says, "Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment?" Put it on, but it won't last long, because reality sets in. Reality takes over, and the reality is man is a hypocrite, and when man lives hypocritically favors that, then he winds up reaping what he's sown. A hypocrite usually is a religious person. They have a form. Look at 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Listen, "they'll keep not his commandments." 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." You see, anything opposite to the truth is hypocritical. The truth is fact. Truth is reality. And hypocrites are living in la-la land, making up their own world, their own way, being lifted up. "I can handle it. I don't need your help. I can handle it. I don't need the Lord. I can handle it." My uncle, he was saying, there are certain those that need the church or need to live that life. I said, "Uncle Clarence, are you telling me you don't need Jesus?" And he tucked his head and that was the end of the conversation. He didn't even believe there was a God. Lord, save my soul. And the family got in church. And every time that I'd get with him and go someplace, I'd talk to him about the Lord. And finally, he admitted that he did believe there was a God. But that as far as it got, I fear that he died and went to hell without hope. He lived a hypocritical life because he knew there was a God. And yet, he wouldn't live in truth. He explained it away. They worship. Hypocrites worship for a show. Look at Luke 18, verses 11 and 12. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Worship for a show. Hypocritical. Not with a heart. But if you're going to worship the Lord, you do it with a heart. You don't do it with a head or the mind. You do it with a heart. That means you're in it all the way. You're going to live that way. You're going to conduct yourself that way. You're not going to accept this deceit that Satan's got in the world today. Listen, if you want to draw a big crowd, you proclaim that you can work miracles, that God works miracles through you, and so forth and so on. You put on a show of pretense. And brother, be a hypocrite, and you can draw a crowd. But you take truth and try to get across reality. You can't. Because people don't want to face reality. They want to live a life of pretense. They want to live a hypocritical life. Look at Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30, verses 12 through 14. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Better than thou. I'm doing good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to keep this law and that law, and I'm going to be righteous on my own merits. That's hypocritical. Reality is, it's going to lead them to destruction. They're not washed from their filthiness. Verse 13 says, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. If you can't see we're living in that day, you can't see reality. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. So, the Pharisee and the publican. We may not voice it, but from time to time, because we are by nature a hypocrite, from time to time we look down on people. We think ourselves better than people. We criticize and condemn people when in reality we're lifting ourselves above them. But reality is we're all sinners. All sinners. Every one of us. And our sins are not less than any other. We're all guilty. And anything less than accepting that is hypocritical. We are pretending that we are better than what we are. We're living a life and lifting ourselves up. Our life of a hypocrite when we do those kinds of things. Hypocrites justify themselves before men. Look at Luke 16, verse number 15. Bible says, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination. before God. Job 9, verse 20, the Bible says, if I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I'm perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. It'll prove me to be hypocritical. Luke 17, verse 10, the Bible says, so likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Our doing is not going to impress God. When we'll forsake doing and reach out to Him, then it'll impress Him. If we do it with a contrite heart and a broken spirit, when we'll come to Him in humility, when we come to Him setting aside that old hypocritical pride that we have, that old automatic lying that we do in order to justify ourselves or uplift ourselves or benefit ourselves, pretending to be something that we're not. Listen, if we're going to pretend not to be a sinner, then brother, that's being a hypocrite, because there's no way that a man cannot be a sinner until Jesus comes in the clouds of the air and we receive our new body. When we put aside our old nature, then we can boast about the grace of God and how that He's made it so we don't have to sin anymore. We don't have to deal with that sin anymore. We don't have to lift ourselves up. We'll be able to accept ourselves as we are. We'll be able to accept others as they are. We'll be able to have compassion like Jesus had on us. Hypocrites have a holier than thou spirit. Isaiah 65 and verse 5. Which say, stand by thyself, come not near me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose and a fire that burneth all the day. Then in James, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. My brethren, have not faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto you, your assembly, a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and in ye have respect of him that weareth the gay clothing. And that's not the kind of gay we know about today. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, set thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. We're not to have a respect of person. When we have respect of person, then we're being a hypocrite. We're being a hypocrite. We're no better than they. But by the grace of God, there I go. That's a good saying. Matthew 23. Beginning with verse number 13, it says, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses for a pretense, make long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Listen, this is talking about and describing religious folks. Religious folks that are living a life of pretense. The religious folks that come to church and then go home and get the bottle out, or go home and pop the pills, or whatever else that it might be that they may be doing. And listen, religious folks that proselyte others, they don't win anybody to the Lord, they just proselyte. They draw off others. And it says they make them twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. What do you mean? Listen, again, it is harder to reach people out of religion than it is out of a bar or a dance hall or whatever else that it might be. It is easier to win and to reach them because they become grounded in and given over to their old nature. And the old nature is that man can take care of himself. Man can overcome anything. Without Jesus Christ, man can overcome nothing. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, without him you can do nothing. But with him all things are possible. But in order to be with him, you got to be genuine, sincere, and you've got to get self out of the way. You've got to quit exalting yourself. You got to quit being hypocritical. You got to start by living your life before him. And brother, doing all that you do to the honor and glory of the Lord. And do all that you do knowing that he's there watching, seeing, and knowing what's going on. And you can't play the part. You can't pretend with God. He knows. Hypocrites are known for destroying the character of others. Matthew 23, here in verse 13. Woe unto you, scribes, hypocrites, Pharisees, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more child of hell than others. Titus 1, 10 through 13 says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Hypocrites are known from destroying the faith and the character of others. And when that is destroyed religiously, they make them fourfold more child of hell than they were themselves. Proverbs 11, verse 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge, understanding these scriptures that we're going through. That'll give you the knowledge. It'll give you the understanding. It'll give you the help that you need in order to overcome the hypocritical tendency that we all have. God knows the works of our hearts. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's the condition of man's heart. You say, well, that's not the condition of my heart. Wait a minute. What do you think where does that old nature come from? Where did that old nature come from? We all got it. Now, we don't want to think we do. We don't want to think that we're imperfect in any way. See, the Lord made us perfect. He made us perfect in the inner man.
Amen.
That old outward man is still in the condition of this verse of Scripture as far as the heart is concerned. Hypocrites are deceived people. Look at 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And boy, we're in these last days. My goodness. We just had an experience not long ago of some people that come in, and it looked like they were going to come to the truth, but the religion wouldn't let them come. And the problem was, it was too restricting for them. They couldn't go out and exercise that false religion of theirs and lift and build themselves. They couldn't be a hypocrite and be a part of this New Testament church. They couldn't live the life of a hypocrite. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men, seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Hypocrites think that they are something when they're not. Galatians 6 and 3 says, For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And then Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. For a man, if he thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And listen, he's going to reap what he sows. We're going to reap what we sow when we let this enter in and control our life. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, we all have the tendency, but we have a choice. We can live the life of a hypocrite, or we can strive wholeheartedly to live a life for Jesus Christ. It'll be one or the other. One or the other. And by the way, he's given us what we need to know and understand where we're at. He's given us enough to realize our condition truly. And he gives us enough to make us realize that we can't pretend our way out. We can't strive to show that we are good when we're bad. And you can't overcome it. Not without Jesus. One of these days, he's coming to clouds. And then he's going to take all of those that are saved out of here. We're going to put off this old body, this old flesh, this old nature. And then we're going to sin no more. But until then, we're going to have a tendency to live the life of a hypocrite. But we don't have to, because Jesus can help us to overcome. He shows us his way in the Holy Bible, the Scripture. But we have to make that choice and that decision, and it has to be with the heart. You can't go halfway or partway with the Lord. You have to go all the way, wholeheartedly with him in order to overcome and in order to please him. Let's stand. If you're here tonight, the Spirit of God has stirred your heart. You need to come to Jesus. You need to confess your sin, willing to forsake it. And you need to wholeheartedly, not his will, or rather not my will, but thine be done. What shall we sing, brother?
231.
You know, the Bible says, lost friend, if you're here tonight, that you will not have life because you will not come to me. You're not willing to let the Lord have his way. You're not willing to live a life that's genuine, live a life that's true, live a life that's real. The hypocrite wants to make his own world, make it his way, the way he thinks it ought to be, or the way that he'd have it to be. That's going to send many to hell. That's going to rob many of God's people of reward. It's going to rob them of blessings in the life to come. The only way to change that course is to come, truly confess your sin. By faith, trust him, whether it's for salvation or trust him to remove the sin that you're guilty of and to put you in a place to where that you can really live in reality and instead of pretense. Amen. The hypocrite, as far as the Lord's church is concerned, or his people, is one who lives one way at church and another way at home. How many children have I seen over the years because of that very thing? Grow up, aren't saved, leave and not want to come to church, and live the righteous life. Why? Because of a hypocritical life. Brother Kyle, would you voice your prayer?